Bist du really Falk, son of Rab Falk, Billy Old Falk, Shleshim today.
Today, 30 days have passed since the Batira of my father, Rabbi Falk, the Baal Machs Eliyahu. The gushing spring, the Mayan Miskabe of Torah, of Avas HaTorah, of Yerushalayim, of Taras Yisrael, Chesed, Avas Yisrael, many Midos Tovus, Isha Eshkoiles. The Emos, that's for the family. We lost our father, but for Klal Yisrael, they lost Adam Godel, a Poisuk, a Rebbe of many Talmidim and Talmidos, and a Mechaba of Graces Sforim. Today, I would like to speak about another aspect which Klal Yisrael have lost with the Patir of my father, and that is that Klal Yisrael have lost a friend who cared for them and died good for them, a Yedid Hashem, a Yedid Kol Beis Yisrael. At the Shiva, many people came in crying, literally crying, of all ages, 50-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 10-year-olds, came in and they said that the mamish feel they should be sitting with us, the children, being misabel, being waiting for people to be menachem them. They felt so much part of the Torah, and so much they felt they had lost a korov, a friend, a rebbe. One of the first responses which someone came to my mother straight after the material and said to my mother that he feels he has lost his best friend. Not, it wasn't, his dogesh wasn't that it was his rebbe and it was his posik, someone asked all the shailas, that he had lost his best friend. I had a friend who was learning, who was a Talmud, and he was on the day of the Ptira, that Monday, he was here in Manchester, and he was standing outside Beis Medrash HaChodosh, and he was crying there. He had heard about my father, and he was crying. So someone came outside and asked him, what happened? He said, Rabbi Falk was nifta. They asked him, are you mishpacha? He said, no, I'm a Talmud. And you see the kesher that Talmidim felt to my father. And that is the avas Yisrael which came together with the halacha and the Torah, which was felt by many, many people. The Gemara says in Sukkah, daf chof aleph from the base, Omer Rav, minayin shafilu sichas tamid chomim tzricha limud. How do you know that even the chulin dika speech, talk of the tamid chomim needs to be learnt up? Shenema voleyu lo yivoyl. So Rashi says, even the leaves of a tree, which are not the most important part of the tree, but everything is important and that means even the less important parts of a Talmid Chacham are also things that we can learn from. And that's why I would like to use today's Shia as a Zikoron of things which I've heard and we know of about my father, which hope we can learn about, we learn from it, about his Avos Yisrael and other things which are related to it. I've tried to focus on stories which I don't think have been said here in Manchester, so there are many more stories which have been said, and I've tried to focus on stories which haven't been said. Us as children, we found it extremely difficult to tell my father a Shver Basura, whether it was something in America, something in Eretz Yisrael. It didn't make a difference where it was. It could have been an attack or a crash. It could be one person. And for us, it was extremely difficult to tell him this Basura, because he would take it so to heart, and it so much became part of him, the sorrow which was going on. And we didn't want to be Mitzayim, Pashat. We didn't want to be Mitzayim. I remember when they made the big cuts in Eretz Yisrael on the family allowance for the Bnei Torah quite a few years back, and my father would constantly, when he spoke to the brothers in Eretz Yisrael, when he spoke to us, and Gates said, it was always on his heart, he would always talk about it, you know, are the Bnei Torah managing in Eretz Yisrael? Are the Kolelim carrying on? Are the Yeshivas carrying on? He would daiga for Klal Yisrael as a whole. It was a very encompassing daiga for Klal Yisrael. And another way you could see his daiga for Klal Yisrael as a whole is what my father once told us, that he would daven, I think he said three times a day, he would daven for Rabbi Eliashiv. When Rabbi Eliashiv was, let's say, 95, he would daven that Rabbi Eliashiv should be gesund and he should be able to carry on being paskilling for Klal Yisrael. He should be able to be madrich Klal Yisrael. He felt the achrayas for Klal Yisrael that we need as an open God like Rabbi Eliashiv. I remember years back when my father came to Yisrael came to Yerushalayim, and there was a bris by Rabbi Eliashiv, and I don't know if people have been there, but there used to be like a chotzer, and there was a lot of control there. You know, people shouldn't get in the way and shouldn't disturb the Rebbe, the Rabbi Eliashiv. And some people got like a bit bothered, you know, how they were getting pushed to the side. My father there, he said to one of the gaboyim, he thanked him, he said, "Shkoich for looking after Rabbi Eliashiv." And I felt then, I told him that you're probably one of the first people to thank him. It was not the normal thing to thank these gaboyim, and my father felt that, you know, they're looking after the Adon Gadol, the Godly Yisrael. That's how he felt, and his lave was so encompassing for Klal Yisrael. One can ask, what made him feel such an achraya, such a feeling of a daiga for Klal Yisrael as a whole? L'chorei wasn't his problem. I mean, he wasn't appointed by anyone to be on a Meyetzes G'dayli Yisrael. He wasn't on some vad, a chinuch, or something. He wasn't even a rov of a town. In which, what made him worry so much for things which were not l'chorei, not his daiga? I'll just bring out another point, which should bring out the question again. Going over, just over a year ago, my nephew in Gateshead was run over, and probably people remember. And my brother-in-law, Rabbi Pinchas Steinhardt, was mafarsim. It was Hanukkah. He was mafarsim as an Indian to daven at a time when he take out three Sefer Torah on Hanukkah. That was then, that Shabbos that year was going to be Hanukkah Rish Chodesh and Parashas of the Shabbos of the week. So he was mafarsim that you should daven when they bring out three Sefer Torah. It's Eisrotzim to daven. He brought from Sforim, and people davened. He asked people to daven for his child. Then, later on last year, on Parshas HaChodesh, again, fell out to be Parshas HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. It was three Sefer Torah again. And my father told my brother-in-law afterwards that he remembered that he'd been mafarsim, he should daven when three Sefer Torah come out. And he said, I remembered, Baruch Hashem, I davened when three Sefer Torah out, I davened. He said, I davened that the Bechiris, which are going on in Eretz Yisrael, the outcome should be the best for the Charedish Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't daven for himself. He had things he could have done for himself. There were plenty of things he could have done for. He could have done for the family. He could have done for Gateshead. But gedaiget for the greater zachen which Klal Yisrael need. And this, what by him was one of the ikker things, was Bnei Torah and the Charedish Hasibah Eretz Yisrael. And this is what he davened. He used that moment to daven for the thing which was most important by him, was to daven for the Bnei Torah Eretz Yisrael. Going back, I think it was around the year when the Gzeis of Chinuch started in England. My father wrote a tefillah, and some of people saw it. Again, where did this come from? He was not on the Vad. He was not someone who was Be'etzim Achroi. He didn't have a very big position when it comes to Rabbonus or anything. Why did he feel it was his problem to make a tefillah that people should be able to daven? You could ask it maybe a bit more shaf. That's what Dosan Aviron said to Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu found them fighting with each other, and he said, so Dosan Aviron answered back, who asked you to get involved? Who asked you to butt in with our own business? You're not our boss. And the pasuk carries on, he said, you're going to kill us like you killed the Mitzri. And the Apostle said that Moshe ran away. The interesting thing is that the Apostle doesn't say what was the answer to their question. It sounds like they asked a good question. Why are you getting involved in something which is none of your business? What's the answer? Moshe didn't answer them that why he's getting involved. So it could be that the answer is with the Sukkim earlier. The Apostle says, the Apostle Gedalov, Vahi b'yomim ehim v'yigdol Moshe v'yetzel echov v'yar b'siv loisom. He went out to his brothers and he saw the sevel which Klal Yisrael were going through. And Rashi says, v'yar b'siv loisom nosan einov v'libo liyes metzalem. He put his eyes and his heart to be to grieve with them and to be part of that tsar, even though Moshe himself wasn't part of the shibud, because Noisa Boilem Chaveiroi, his Abbas Yisrael, brought him to be mishtatav in the tsar of Klal Yisrael, even though it wasn't his own tsar. And this is the answer. This is where Moshe felt that it's his business to get involved in a fight which is going on between two Yidden. Dosan Avir didn't understand that. This was above their understanding that something someone should care so much for another Yid. By them it was Issa Rashefet. But Moshe was, because it was Vayabes of Loisam, he felt that everything which was going on by Yidden was his own personal problem. Maybe a moshel is like the moshel when a person's driving without a seatbelt. So if a policeman catches him without a seatbelt, he'll get a fine. The policeman will tell you, yeah, it's for your own good, it's dangerous to drive without a seatbelt. And we know that the policeman doesn't really care. If something happens, he won't be the first one out of the levaya. If a father would tell a child, you know, you're driving, put a seatbelt on, be careful, be safe, we know where it's coming from. It's coming from the kiriva, it's coming from the daiga of a koriv. And this is what the middle of Moshe Rabbeinu was. That's why he got involved in things which were not his business, but it was his business. It was his own personal problem, these things which were going on. And this is the thing we found by our father. It was a similar, very, very similar idea, that he felt an achrayus and felt a daiga. He would constantly daiga about things which are naturally we wouldn't think it was like any of our, it wasn't our problem, but his avos Yisrael and his noisa bo'ilem chaveri, how every sorrow which was going on in Klal Yisrael was part of his own sorrow, his own personal sorrow. That's what brought him to daiga and to care and to do whatever he can to help tefillah and everything to help Klal Yisrael as a whole. My brother-in-law told me that, from Gateshead, he told me that when some time ago there was an Israeli soldier got captured by the Arabs, and he told my father about it, and he told me that my father started rolling his eyes from side to side, and my brother-in-law said he was mamish had a pachad that he thought he had maybe given my father have a heart attack on the spot. He said the way he took it to heart and. He saw the whole entirety of the tzora, the family which must be going through the sa'ah, and everything which goes with it. And after the kach, my brother-in-law said that when Reb Dov Shtemach was nifta a few weeks ago, he said he was scared to tell my father. It was quite sudden. He didn't want to tell my father. He was scared. From that story, he felt a pacha to tell him something, a shavari basura. Reb Shlager Feivel Zimmerman said, Hesput, said that him and Rabbi Loza would hide many things which were going on in Gateshead, not to tell my father, because they were scared for his health. He took things so to heart, and it became part of his own problem, that they were worried for his health, he didn't want to tell him. I remember when Reb Chaim wasn't well, Reb Chaim Kaufman, my father would constantly sigh and say, Reb Chaim's nish gesund, we have a Sefer Torah in Stott, which is Shori B'Tzah. And the whole time he would say, Sefer Torah, Shori B'Tzah. It was unbelievable that the mysterious for Klal Yisrael, the Avos Yisrael, which came out, and whether it was a Klal or whether it was a Yochid. Many have heard, like he was Mishtatav in the Tzav Klal Yisrael, he was Mishtatav in the Simchas of Yidden. I think you may have heard that when Shalom Otcher Rabashkin came out, so my father, when he heard about it, first thing was, he sat down with my mother, he drank a l'chaim, and he made the bracha v'shem ha'malchus ha'toyv ha'meitiv. That was, he felt so much part of the simcha, that he felt that this was posha, that is something which deserves a bracha toyv ha'meitiv with the shem ha'malchus. This is the same middah of noisa bo'ilem chaveroi. The tzar was his tzar, and the Yeshua was his Yeshua, and therefore he was mishtatef in such a way. Another little story is a bocha, when I was in Yeshiva Ketana in Gateshead, a bocha got knocked over, bocha, nothing too serious, on a Friday afternoon, and he was okay, he didn't have to go anywhere, and he didn't need any extra help, but he was traumatized and a little bit geschrocken from the knock, and he was there in Seder, and his chavrusa came to me, said, have you got somewhere where maybe he could eat tonight? He said he doesn't feel he could eat in yeshiva, the balagan, he needs somewhere a bit meruig. So I went to my mother and asked her, could this bocha eat by us? He said, yeah, why not, my mother. So he came that night, and my father was very mekar of him, very nice bocha, now he's a bentera, chasha bentera. And at the end of the meal, my father said to him, where are you going to sleep tonight? He said, back to yeshiva. No, sleep here. So you get your own room, quiet. So he slept there. He slept in the house. Next morning, and my father asked him when he got up. I think he asked him, so where are you going to eat dinner? Yeshiva. Come back for dinner. Came back for the Shabbos morning dinner. After the meal, my father said, Shabbos Shuddos, you'll come again? I said, okay. Come back Shabbos Shuddos. Sleep tonight. Tonight you're going to sleep again in your house. Yeah, the kids are. I'm not going to go and come back from the Harich. But the man says, Bocha slept in our house, I think, for about 4 weeks. He was well by a day or two afterwards. My father just come back, was nished, and he was mamish. It was like the heart was open for another yid. This bocha, he would come back for breakfast. I think for a year afterwards, he'd come back to breakfast, have breakfast with my father. He would walk with Chaim Kauf from home, he would come straight to my house afterwards, have breakfast. And he would come back for Shalosh Shuddos weekly, even when he went to Yeshiva Gedolei, he came back every week. Mamish came a Ben Bayis. This was a dugma achas. His heart was open. His heart was open for a yid. Like Rashi says in Perek Avos, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, Rashi says, Oy v'sabriyas, someone who lives Torah L'shma comes to Oy v'sabriyas, Rashi says, Mekarvon u'melamdom u'goyim lam toiv. He's just gushing with good kait, with avos Yisrael, to be a mekar of people. And that's what he was. I remember there were years back, it wasn't the last kufa, but my father, he felt that people tried to call him, people wanted to call him for shilas, and some things were urgent, some things were quite important. He felt he had to be available. Whenever he couldn't be available, he had to be available. And he would often go to sleep in the afternoon, have his rest, rested, and he would take with him the phone into the bed, and someone called, he'll answer, go back to sleep. No one knew that you were waking him up in the afternoon, but this was the earlier years. It wasn't so later he wouldn't answer during when he was sleeping, he needed it. But this was again, he felt that people need to get hold of him, he felt that achrayus, he has to be available. Someone mentioned that maybe I think this was once mentioned already. My sister was once in Gateshead for a tekufa, and she thought that it wasn't right that my father's always like so busy that the phones are calling and he doesn't have his own times for himself. She wanted to make times, and she wanted to make it two hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. And once someone called out of the hours, I think when she had just like set it up, you know, that she make times. And someone called out of hours, and she answered the phone. She said, I'm sorry, could you call back later? And suddenly on the other line, she could hear my father picking up another receiver, said, hello. Yeah, you know, I'm here, yeah. Ask, you know, that was, he didn't want someone to miss him. That was his feeling that people needed to get a hold of him. And that's his v'chrayus, he felt the Klal Yisrael. I want to bring out another point of his Avos Yisrael, which we saw in his Chibus Sfarim. Everyone knows he wrote a Sefer Ozvah de Levusha. And I don't know if people know how much Mesiras Nefesh went with this Chibur of Ozvah de Levusha. In many Bechinas, I'm going to talk about one Bechina of Mesiras Nefesh went with it. And I think the Akdama to that is to understand what the Sefer Machs Eliyahu was in the time that it came out, especially. In those days, it wasn't normal to bring out such a chibur sefer, especially a Shadus Shubbos was not the regular thing, and it wasn't easy to bring out Sfarim. It wasn't the days of computers, and we heard now with the Shibbur, we've heard very interesting things about what the response of Klal Yisrael when the sefer came out. Rav Moshe Motka Karp told my brother in Toronto, he said that he remembers when the Machs Eliyahu came out. This is the Chelik Aleph. He said his nusach was. When his arayis the Machs Eliyahu had garashed gantz b'nei Barak, and to stipe his gevein b'soichem, he said the Machs Eliyahu was the b'nei Barak has been a psatumul anaya sefer psanaya shalis tshuva sefer, and the b'nei Torah befrat the canary was also obviously that for him that was b'nei Barak. Some of those days that's where it was. He said that it was something from the skabel mamish by the gedolei Yisrael by the stipe, he said, was very nispol from the sefer. Rav Michael Stern told my father, and my brother was there, that he was bringing out a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos from Michael Stern. He brought out with pictures, and Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, we saw that he was writing on a certain Indian. He said, "Has the Shem gezein the Machs Eliyahu of the Indian?" He said, "No, Cholish gezein." He said, "You have to see the Machs Eliyahu." He said, "I haven't got one." Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "I'll lend you my Machs Eliyahu." Rav Shlomo Zalman gave him his Machs Eliyahu to borrow. So that was the Machs Eliyahu zot of the Indian. That was another dogma of how the Gedolim were mischashav with his words. They took it with very, very heavy kovod rosh, with the grace covered. They took the words of the Machs Eliyahu. I heard from Rabbi Israel Oibach. He says that he remembers that someone came to Rabbi Yashiv and asked him a shayla about hydroponics, the things which grow in water, which don't grow in the ground. And Rabbi Yashiv said straight away, bring our race to Machzor Eliyahu, lom zivos ezot of them. The Machzor Eliyahu speaks about it, he knew, he spoke about it, and after that, he was nice of a nice, but he needed to see first the Machzor Eliyahu. And my father, he knew the response which came from this. And my father said many times that he had hoped that Mitzvah Hashem, Machzor Eliyahu would lead to another chaluk and another chaluk. And this was his dream, and this was his be'emus, his only real cheshek. This was his cheshek to bring out shalas atshuvas, proper birura halacha, like it was. But lemaisa, my father felt it was a tzoyach, especially teaching in Sem, that it was a tzoyach hazman, and he saw the chulsha which was going on. He saw it was a tzoyach to bring out a halacha sefer which would guide people with halachas and hashkafas of tznias. And he felt it was his achrayas, like we said, from the Midas Avos Yisrael, because mamish, we'll see, it was mamish a serious nefesh to give up in the writing of this Machzor Eliyahu. And he felt this is what the Klal Yisrael need, and this is what I'm going to do. And he started writing the Izvah Delibusha, started with a little contrast, and it got bigger and bigger. I heard very reliably that there was a big Sforim shop in America, when the Izvah Delibusha came out, a Yid came into the shop, obviously knew the Moichas Sforim. And the Moichas Sforim showed him this, you know, thick sefer, Izvah Delibusha. And he said, do you know who wrote the sefer? He said, the Machzor Eliyahu. The Shalas Shuvos Machzor Eliyahu. And the Shag the sefer of tights. That's what he said. That was like Nebuch. This, look what's happened. I heard this was heard by this Fadim, Rebel Knopfler. I wouldn't say the name, but he himself said it, so I could say. He said that he was very close to my father from Kodal days, and he knew my father at the time from the times of the Machzor Eliyahu, bringing out the Machzor Eliyahu. And when he heard my father was bringing out a sefer on tznias, English sefer for ladies, he sent a message. He sent a message with Reb David Schwartz, Gates of the Sheikhet, and he told him to pass a message on to Rabbi Falk, as Adkan, leave it, pass nish, Tamut Chochem, someone on his status to be writing such a sefer. And he said in his head, but he doesn't know if my father ever got the message. And I'll say that I hit my father without any names. Now I put two and two together. He told us that Yamal, you would speak about it, and he said that a great Talmud Chacham told him as is pastish for Talmud Chacham to write such a sefer. He didn't say any names, and he said, oh, I asked the Shaila, and I felt this was the right thing, and that's why I went ahead, and I chomishka charata. And Rabbi Klopfer, like I said in the Hesbad, you know, he saw how right Rabbi Falk was. But upon him, this was the response that people saw. It was like, it was temua, be'ini, the eyes of especially the Talmid Chachamim, what's going on here? This is the Machzor Eliyahu, this is what he's doing. Rabbi Nasher Eisman, I'm sure people have heard of him, the big Magid Shir in Yerushalayim, Talmid Chacham, and the great someone who could, he seemed to have a very good kesher with my father without ever speaking to him, but through his forum, he had a roast my father from the Machzor Eliyahu, from the Shatira, from Izvahada, and he said that he gave a hesped in Yerushalayim, and he said he remembers when the Machzor Eliyahu was a roast. He remembers, he was a Belzian Gaman, he said he remembers his Gvein Mamisha, Pe'er Vahada in Yerushalayim, as a sefer. And he said, and when the Izvahada came out, he remembers people's faces, Gvein Mamisha, as a Nebuch, like the Machzor Eliyahu, look what he's doing. People Mamish couldn't understand it. It was Mamish, it was a Tamua Be'ene Bnei Adam. And the only Hezbo we have is that was his Mesirus Nefesh, he was Mavat in his own covered. Like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Mecheni Nomi Sifrecha. After the eagle, Moshe said that if you're going to destroy Klal Yisrael and take my name out of the Torah, I don't want my name in the Torah if it's on the cheshbon of Klal Yisrael. My father was a similar Bechina. He was preferred to take his name should be taken out of the Torah in a certain Bechina. It should be less Sephorim, which would be Sifrei Torah, like these, like the Machzor Eliyahu. And if this is which will be Matzah Klal Yisrael, it's Kedai to be Mavat on his own Habot Satira, to be Matzah Klal Yisrael, but he felt this was Mamish Hatzolot Klal Yisrael, which Ataka was. I'll just read out, I don't want to be marach on this, but he writes at Agdom to Levush Satira that, just to bring out this point, that he writes himself that the Levush Satira is a sefer which is the Makairus to the Oizvah de Levusha. Oizvah de Levusha is a sefer for the ladies. Levush Satira is two volumes which explains all the halachas and the makairos, the biruri halachas, and goes be'ion rav, mamish like a shalit shuvah sefer, into all the halachas of the tznias. And at the end of the Akdama, my father writes that Like David HaMelech said that Komal Chimizrach Amar Reb Yeshem Agudas Agudas V'Chvoidom V'Ani Yodam Lechloches B'Dam B'Shvir B'Shali K'dei L'Tari Yishal Abala. David HaMelech was saying that he's Oysuk to be Mektar Klal Yisrael. So I'll just read out the Loshon. V'Ini Reb Tamid Echom, my father writes, Yoishvim Oyskim B'Seid Azroim Moed Noshim Nazikim Kochim Metarus Ulam B'Chdei Lichtiv Sefer Kazeh Ala Mechaba Lachtoi B'Dar Chayetzah Shel Enyoni Arroyos. You have to go into, delve into the Dar Chayetzah B'Or Olav Levar L'Hovin Dar Chalivisha Shel Elu Shel Enom B'Nei Um Nosenu B'Ezo Oifem B'Gdei Masim N'Harbis Pritzas V'Tevis B'Olam. And it carries on. It was his achrayus to explain this to Klal Yisrael, the dangers which go in the dress and different things which the Umas Olam are doing. And he said by himself, V'Chein Ani Oime Al Atzmi Yodai Meluch Lochos, my hands have become dirty כדי לתאי בנויס ישראל. ואחרי עבודה איזה שונים בעניין זה, בהכרח על המחבה לפוטר, to pat myself, ולחוליץ מזה, ולחזו ללימודי הרוגל, שאומר בו כל יומו, ונזכה שוב, לישב על מאה מנוחו, סותר עשה השם, המסוק מדבש ונויף הסופים. See, such an avas haTorah, such a chukah to come back to the Torah, which he felt he had left it for so long. It's his mamish. It's the things he's written himself. You could see for yourself. It's a moedik. Everything is said in here. And this is another thing. This is taka what Klal Yisrael have lost. We've lost someone who was prepared to be moisa nefesh for us. Whether it was a klal, whether it's a yochid, and. Just as an agav, the ma'aser we saw murdik hashkocha, how the machzel yo now the chelik base came out and chelik gimel's mitzvah is going to come out, b'shem there'll be a chelik dalut. There's murdik a dark hashkocha lemala midarech hateva mamish, that how the machzel yo came out, and my father, we were talking about it. His face would always shine up like the nissen geluyim which we saw. He saw left, right, center. There were people around the world, people in the United States, people in America, who were chasing him to write more tshuvas. He didn't have a hezba. There were people, the second my father written a tshuva, they would ask him to send it as quick as possible, and they would send it back with the oros. I can't be marich, but just for the figures, my father, I think, be'erich, in the last, I'm talking about since he was, sent before he was 70, 30 years before that, he had probably written, I think, something like one tshuva in every one, two or three years. That's why I'm a shayah. And let's say over the last 30 years, before he was 70, he had written, let's say, every two or three years, written like one tshuva. Erech. And in the last 7 years, since he was 70 till 77, he had worked on, it means he had been revived, it means he had been through Be'ion Rav, and it was written new, over 100 tshuvas. And my father didn't have koyach during zman to write tshuvas, to work on tshuvas. It was basically ben zmanim. I don't know how it adds up. I can't explain how it adds up. In zman midarech hateva, we saw murdik siyat shmaya. I'd like to bring out another point with this, that after talking about his avos yisrael, how he was most nefesh of klal yisrael, he went with another very important factor, which is very important for us to know. And maybe we could be makdim his hakdomah to Zochav Shomer on Hilchos Shabbos. My father writes a Moed Gazach. He says Chazal say, and in Yisrael says Zochav Siyam Shabbos Dekatchoy. The says the Libro says Zochav Siyam Shabbos Dekatchoy. Veschanan it says Shomer Siyam Shabbos Dekatchoy. Chazal say Zochav Shomer. What's going on? So Chazal say Zochav Shomer B'Dibur Echad Ne'emru. So my father said, what does it mean, the Zochav Shomer B'Dibur Echad Ne'emru? He said there's two parts to the Torah. There's the mitzvah say and mitzvah lois say. Mitzvah say that the Ramban says is avas Hashem. That brings a person to avas Hashem. The mitzvah lois say is yiras Hashem. He said the Shabbos is also these two bechinas. There's the Zochav and there's the Shomer. The Zochav is the geshmak of Shabbos, the oinik Shabbos, the kiddush, the beautiful foods, and the levushim on Shabbos. The geshmak, the oinig of Shabbos, that is Zochar. And that's how I say, that's the Avas Hashem in Shabbos. On Shabbos also there's the Shomer, there's the Zihirus from the Melachos, Lamites Melachos. And that is the Shomer part of Shabbos, and that is the Lois HaSeh of Shabbos. And my father said as well, he said a person could think that maybe he'll be a Zochar Yid. He's going to make his dogesh on, make Shabbos should be geshmak, oinig Shabbos. He have the best foods. When it comes to Amalacha Boira, maybe middle of the fish, little bishul here and there, he'll be, you know, Nishkefelach. It is the Zochar. He'll put his dogish on the Zochar. You know, the Geshmak and the singing and the Zochar of Shabbos. That's one Yid, Efsha. And there's another type of Yid, maybe could be, is a Shomer Yid. Someone who's going to be very, very careful from the Melachos of Shabbos, but he's so nervous that he might be over on something on Shabbos, he'll stay in his bed, he's not going to touch anything, Chas Shon, maybe Mukta, and he won't talk to anyone, he's petrified, he's mamish, this is a Shoma Yid, and beautiful. My father said that these two people have missed the boat. You can't do one without the other. You need both. It needs to be a mizug of the zochay, which is the geshmak of Shabbos, the oinig Shabbos, together with the yir shemayim, which goes in the Shabbos. There's a mizug of yira and ava together. And this, my brother Uri said this at Hesped in Ferrybridge. He said this in 1 minute. He had 1 minute to speak, and he said this was my father, and it's so emes. This is like an analysis in a few words of what my father was. It was the Avos Hashem together with the Yiras Shemaim together. It was not one without the other, and each one was as chomer as each other. And talking about Avos Hashem and Avos Yisrael, this one we bring out just now, even though my father had such a feeling for Yidden, but when it came to something which was on the Cheshvan of Yerushalayim was Miskaba. And this, we saw this many times. One time there was a bocher who came on Purim, and there were bocherim, shikat zechabissel, and someone started speaking against the Baron Leib in the house. And my father, he was not going to take it. He took this bocher to the door. With his own hand, he took the bocher to the door. He said, out my house. I don't let such words in my house. In my four walls, we don't hear such words about the Gedolei Yisrael. This was his, with the Avos Yisrael. When it came to something which was on the verge of Yisurim, and when Yerushalayim was being attacked, then Yerushalayim was Miskaba. I remember once on Purim, a man came in the house dressed up as an old lady. He came in with a grey shaitel, with a blue coat. He looked, and with a mask and everything. And my father, when he first thing he said, when he realized he was a man, it's awesome to go like this on Purim. You know, like silbash, and imam, she gave him often cop. This person, you know, he didn't realize how wrong it was. My father's got a chuva about it. I think if someone's not recognized that it's bechlal a man is a problem, even on Purim. Zeminich. I had another story about. Someone was in my house, when he was a bocher, and another bocher came collecting for a yeshiva out of town, and my father was going to give him £10, took £10 out, and this bocher started saying, our yeshiva, we've got the right derech halimut, not like all the other yeshivas, and didn't sit well with my father. You don't talk about like that to other yeshivas. My father put the money back in the pocket and told him, kultiv. I mean, there's you have to, this is the midas to know when, yeah, when not. It goes with the Yerushalayim, with the Torah. There was a vote my father would say. He would say that by Yom Kippur, he would say from the Zonayim Torah, and Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kedoshim with Big Day Lavan, because Chazal say in Kategor Nasa Senegoi. So the Zonayim Torah asks that Yom Kippur is a day where Klal Yisrael need loads of rachamim. So why then, when the Kohen Gadol goes out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, does he go back into the Big Day Zov? Let's say in Kategor Nasa Senegoi, and all his avoid that should be done with Big Day Lavan in Kategor Nasa Senegoi. Says the Zonayim Torah, says that this musug of Enker Tegen Asa Senegar is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So like Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibaditcha was Melamed Zchus and Klal Yisrael, so that was between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it comes to Klal Yisrael, when there's Koinim and Yisrael, Klal Yisrael in the Chotzeh, then to them there's no musug of Enker Tegen Asa Senegar. Faket, we have to remind Klal Yisrael of the things which they're doing wrong. Right, and therefore the big dissolve was there to be ma'ur them. They realize, remember, you've done the eagle, be careful and be mechiach. And the Osnayim Torah carries on. My father said this over that people think that Avos Yisrael is machayev rabbonim not to say things which may be uncomfortable for people to hear. But Avos Yisrael, he said, no, this is what we see from here that when it comes to be ma'ur the tzibur to the derech Hashem, to the derech HaTorah, is then Avos Yisrael is taken to the side. We heard that the Wednesday after my father was nifta, Reb Leibish from Shavosk in Antwerp, he would always come, he would always have Kabbalah's call on a Wednesday. And he would take down a sefer with him to learn between Ben Gavra and Gavra, and On this Wednesday, he came down. Well, I have to mention that the Gaboim said they were scared to tell Rabbi Leibish about my father. He knew of my father. He had met him, and he knew his forum. And they were scared. Rabbi Leibish didn't take these things well, and they didn't want to tell him. And the Twilight, the Gaboim said he didn't know anything about my father. He came downstairs with the Sefer Levusha Shel Torah, which my father had given to him. On Isvat Levusha, and the Gaba asked Rabbi Leibish, "My high, why is the Rebbe?" He said he doesn't normally ask this, but it was so tamua. Like, why is the Rebbe coming down with Levusha Shel Torah out of all forum? I'm just a chil zain was a shrite. So he told Rabbi Leibish that the Rebbe Weist is the mechabes gavein avek is avek of on Monday. Rabbi Leibish got a big shock and he said, "Save God will not be Israel." That was his response. So Rabbi Avraham Entry was here in Manchester. He told me this was his taitch, which I think is a very nice taitch which he could share with Olam. He said, "So Rabbi Leibish, Adam Godlad Moed, Batoyrav, and in everything." And he said he was margish kinere, as in Shemaim. They're tumbling on the Levusha Shel Torah. Mahandled on the Levusha Shel Torah, and Rabbi Leibish was marigish this, Efsha. And therefore he took out the Levusha Shel Torah with him. You know, he felt this is something, had some agosha, that something's, they gave him a connection to this. I heard a very nice vort from a younger man who was as a boch in my house, which I think is very tzukapas for Shevivim punkt. We're finishing now the Shevivim, which my father says that if a minig in Kalisol is that the children start Chumash with Parshas Vayikra. Because I'll say, "Yavo Yutoyim Yisaskim B'Tahara." So my father asked that, "Tohirim, why do they need to be Misaskim B'Tahara? They're ready Tohirim. Would it not be better that Tameim should come and Yisaskim B'Tahara and be Matara the Tameim? Why should the Tohirim come and be Misaskim B'Tahara?" So my father said, "Vaistois, as Tahara by itself, Tohirim by itself is not good enough. Yisaskim B'Tahara, that's also with Torah. Tahara itself without the Torah is very dangerous. Brings to Kefalech Averus, that's what probably leads to Kanos and many other things. Machlekas is, this is his vort, a beautiful vort, which is the same limit which we were just saying before, that there's middos which Klal Yisrael have naturally, where there's Avos Yisrael, and there's Tahara in Klal Yisrael, which my father was so, not so much part of his life, but it has to go together with the Torah. The Torah has to guide us how to use this middah, when yet to use it, when not to use it. And this is what we saw by our father the whole time. And it could be, you could say with this, that this was in Ibderech Tzachos maybe, that my father wrote the Sefer Oizvah Levusha, which was Tara. Yavoy Tahoirim, right, this was Tara's Klal Yisrael, but together with it, he wrote the Sefer, which is actually the Medrash. The Medrash says, Oizvah Levusha, and the Medrash says, Levusha Shel Torah. He wrote the Sefer Levusha Torah, which had to accompany the Oizvah Levusha, because Tahara without the Torah is not a good recipe. It needs both together. Right, that's the only thing which has a kiyum, and that's a real tahara, which is the tahara pi the Torah. And this is a lesson we could take from my father, his how he cared for other people. Me myself, all of us can take a lesson from this, how to think about other people a bit more, to care for other people a bit more, but at the same time to realize what the derech haTorah is, and not to be on the cheshbon of a dvar halacha. Everything has to go with the zehirus. And maybe I'll just finish off with a paragraph my father writes, which we found actually, we found this after his Petira. We knew he had written some Akdoma for the Chelik Gimel of Machzel Yo. We knew he had written two Mamorim, but we didn't know he had written this, which is like the beginning of it, like the thanking people, and it was a beautiful Maima, which for us, I feel is a little bit like a Tzavah, which he didn't leave a Tzavah, but this is something which we could see. And I'll read out this last paragraph. He said, "The whole time I daven to you, Hashem, va'af leilos yisruni kel yosai, b'yodi goydel achrayas, l'hatzo b'neinu u'b'nei b'neinu mipigei hazman." There's so many dangers outside there. Iki was talking about the technology. Shel ador ha'shofel she'anu chayim boi, u'laftiach she'yish'aru b'kedushosan v'tarosan. I need that he would daiga about the avtocha, the kalison, the children should stay b'kedusha v'tara. How he finishes off, he puts in the whole Klal Yisrael together. We all need it. He daigeth for the whole Klal Yisrael. We should all be part of this tefillah that we should be nitzel from the pig as a man. And my father daigeth for Klal Yisrael in this world. For sure, he's daigeing for us in Olam Habo. And he's being Melitz Yosha. Bez Hashem, he should be a Melitz Yosha taka for us. We should be zeche bekarev to the bias Mashiach that came to him here, the Amen or Amen.